Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Was there a meeting today, Pedro, while we were waiting?
Yes, there was.
Anything in particular you can share?
I'm not gonna take what happens in there, you know, out here. I don't do that. I keep that in there.
Beneficial?
It was beneficial, but you know, I'm not gonna talk about it.
Stop being weird. Please, Pedro, just be a normal dude. There's just, with everything that's going on, the one thing you can do is just be normal. Don't look at everything as how can I be defensive and evasive and give some baseball-y response that sounds like what Baseball McBaseball would do. Just talk. Just show us that you're normal. And if you're not normal, then maybe we'll just figure that out. If you are a legit weirdo. But I don't think you're a legit weirdo.
I think I do.
I think you're acting like one. You think he's just weird?
Yep. And you could just say, we met to go over. We want to just make sure we reiterate a lot of things, a lot of successful things that we did in the spring. Just wanted to remind guys that, you know, these games count. That sort of thing. Very easily done. I gave him a soundbite that he could have used for 15 seconds and it would have been fine. But
that's right.
He's always choosing to go the route of everything is a state secret. And the thing is that he acts as if he's doing that in a way that will allow him to have the respect of the clubhouse. And I'm not sure that he has
it. I think it's too late. I think a lot of that equity was vaporized last year.
Correct.
And right now he's got another returning player who may or may not be in a condition to properly play. What should we do first? Should we hear Eloy's sort of conflicted explanation first, or should I give the diagnosis theory that I have here?
Diagnosis theory.
All right. Yeah, let's do that first and then we can compare and contrast with what Eloy had to say.
All right, this is from an anonymous orthopedist who is a friend of the show and who still currently works with professional sports teams and has worked with MLB teams in the past. Okay? Here's my Eloy conjecture, is what this text says. Unless he's being reinstated for some sort of contract reason, which you would know better than I, my guess is that he had a complete adductor tear versus a partial that either is not reparable or has little benefit to repairing. In some cases, a complete tear is better. As there's little pain after the acute injury, the muscle tendon unit no longer gets tugged or further damaged with activity, and with his athletic demands, there's enough redundancy there that he may have been given the option to do a repair requiring 4 to 6 months off, or just leave it, accept a very small, if any, decline in side-to-side movements, and just rehab and return to play when ready. When presented with these options at this point he's in his career, it's very possible that returning sooner without surgery, even if there's a minor functional loss, may be the way to go.
Okay, and since he's not playing a position that he's only hitting. But one of the problems is that, yes, there have been times where Eloy has gotten hurt fielding. Most of the time, it's just been him running. And this, the doctor would obviously know better than I. You just worry about, like, what's the cascade effect of all of this. But, yeah, that makes sense that you're not going to damage yourself anymore. We could do the surgery, but why don't you see what you can do? And then at the end of the season, if you need to get it repaired, you can get it repaired. That makes sense to me.
And or sometimes the scaffolding, sometimes it will repair itself,
yeah,
over time. And I've never really understood the magic of how that happens, of how a completely ruptured ligament can sort of find its way back together.
Wolverine.
It's been explained to me that there are structures that recreate. There are cells that reach out to each other to reform. sometimes depending on one's ability to heal. I wouldn't say it's quite to the Marvel levels that you exemplify.
You don't know. I mean, maybe Eloy is Deadpool.
Maybe, but we would know it by the snark and the breaking of the fourth wall when we hear him talk.
But he kind of does do that.
Okay, well,
the sunglasses thing, the high, like there's some fourth wall breaking by Deadpool Eloy.
I believe Eloy has the comedic chops to be Deadpool.
I agree. Let's not sell him short.
Let's hear from him.
Now, if he gets a 500 at bats, that would probably be good. This is what he had to say about his injury, and pay close attention because I think that he's struggling with this too.
I feel really good right now. I feel excited, and that's all I can tell right now.
How close to 100% would you say you are right now?
I'm close, but I don't have any number right now. I feel really good. I feel I can play like this and help the team.
Did they talk to you about an injury rehab assignment, or did you feel with how you felt now you could help immediately?
I'll feel what I can what I can have right now. I can help the team, so to me, it's fine.
Did you want to play tonight?
Yeah, why not? If I'm active, why not?
Oh, did you ask Pedro that?
I'm gonna ask him right now.
How long have you been feeling like you're capable of being out there?
These couple of days, this my 3 days, feel. Pretty good. I've been running. I've been running the bases, hitting, and I feel good.
It's a slow chopper today. Will you feel like you'll take it easy, or do you want to? You feel like you're ready to go and then spread full out if you need to.
I don't know. I don't like to say that I'm not gonna do it because at the end of the day, I try to hustle. I try to play hard every single day. So to me, saying it is like I'm going to take it easy. It's like, did I really want to take it easy on that? Or really, I really want to keep hustling and keep pushing, you know? But right now, I don't have like a concrete answer to that question.
Kind of sounds like a guy who's stuck in between. The way I feel now, sure, I can go out there.
That's very much not okay. He's not fine. He's clearly not fine. He's been reinstated as healthy. He is something well less than 100%.
Yeah, and but maybe this is...
But they have no choice. Maybe he's not, like I say, not going to injure it further.
Right.
He can still be a net positive for what they're asking him to do.
I guess... exactly. Not sure what to do, and I'm probably being pushed back into this thing, and I think I'm going to give it a try and all of the other stuff.
I've tested my swing. I've got enough range of motion that I can put bat to ball.
I've and run
that's
enough.
That's my primary job, and I'll run as much as I have to. It's easier to trot around the bases if I hit it over the wall.
Yes. And maybe slow rollers, depending on game situation, I'm not going to be running very hard. But the problem is that, well, there's a bunch of problems, but one of them is that his body just continues to fail him. And it's, I don't think it's, you can just blame him. You do wonder, like, what are the, is he taking the necessary steps from a nutrition standpoint? Is he hydrating enough? Is he stretching enough? Is he stretching correctly? All of that stuff goes into play.
Is he doing yoga or Pilates or anything that teams actually have experts come in and work with?
Well, well, some teams do. This is my question about the White Sox as a staff. We know that there are departments on the baseball side where the White Sox are undermanned. Is their strength and conditioning and training department one of those departments compared to other teams around Major League Baseball? Because
the evidence, Alan Thomas knows.
The evidence is not great that the White Sox have a great training staff right now.
Didn't they swap it all out?
Yes. James Kruk, they swapped it all out. And I don't know if maybe he needs more. I don't know that. I wish someone who's reporting on the team would look into it and find out. Like, if you're telling me that they have a representative strength and conditioning and training staff, so be it. Then that means that they're not doing the right things and maybe aren't the right people. But if the trainer doesn't have what he needs.
Or do they have the old outboard motor in the hot tub right, like for Lou Brown?
Dan, like, I know that we're joking about it, but we know that there are other baseball departments at the White Sox that are lacking. Is this one of the places where they didn't decide to invest? Because there seems to be questions about what the investment level is.
Well, we know with analytics, that's a Jerry thing. That the fact that they're proudly underinvested in analytics because they don't believe in it.
What if Jerry is a you put dirt on it guy? I don't know.
These are baseball players. They don't need to be coddled with all of this stretching.
We're paying them. They can bring in their own trainer. They can work with their own trainers and stuff. I don't know, but I don't think that any of us are in a place to give them the benefit of the doubt. Do you?
No.
That's all I'm saying is that there might be. Like, if you're the White Sox training staff as it is, and they're saying, you know what, we could really benefit from having a masseuse come in I'm spitballing here. I'm sure that they have massage therapy. If we bring a massage therapist in here a couple days a week, especially for this guy, and this guy, and then the answer from baseball ops is we can't afford it, or we're not going to spend on it, or we need documentation to prove that what you're asking for is what's needed. Here's the thing. I know
the insurance company.
I know that
they're like, fine, I guess you needed an MRI. We'll grudgingly say that this was medically necessary. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I heard a little bit of the show yesterday as I was coming back, and I know that we all are having a good time with the John Greenberg shake story and how the shake itself is become synonymous for White Sox baseball for some strange reason. But inside of that story, at the beginning of it, there was a quote from a White Sox person who's basically like, we're doing the best that we can with what we have. And it's possible, before we condemn the training staff, and I think that it's worthy to look into that, it's possible they don't have what they need. That's all I'm saying.
I'd love to use a Theragun, but all I have are these leeches. Theragun too expensive. We went to the bait shop. We went down to Park Bait. They had leeches. So instead of the Theragun, or as I like to call it, the Ragoon, I'm going to apply the leeches.
There's nothing about the White Sox over the last few years, outside of the accommodations for fans, that you would go, that's first class. So it's not that weird to me to think, even with the best of intentions and people working as hard as they can, if you don't have what you need, stuff like this is going
to
happen.
We need LeVar Ball to come do an audit. That's Rudy Poo. That's Rudy Poo. That's Rudy Poo. That's got to go. Run the hills. Run them in water. Get that out of here. Get that out of here. I got a new book coming out.
Different bodies need different things and respond to different training methods. And if you don't have enough staff to figure that out, you end up in a... And remember, even Rick kind of talked about a little bit of like, well, you know, things were so bad, they can't be worse, right?
Well...
And then...
Well, yes.
Yes, they can be. And it... The crazy part is that it keeps being worse. Even when we think that things can't... Oh, well, I mean, guys were hurt last year. Obviously, they're not going to get hurt this year. And then boom, boom, boom.
It's the famous Yiddish parable. It can always be worse.
White Sox baseball.
It can always be worse.
Go White Sox.